Yale Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Yale Institute of Sacred Music Podcast, a series exploring the interdisciplinary intersections of music, worship, and the arts. In this episode, the conductor David Hill talks to composer Ian Farrington, who has made an arrangement of the Brahms Requiem for Chamber Orchestra. We will hear a movement from the work as performed by Yale Schola Cantorum in a recording on the Hyperion label, available on their website.
You probably recognize that excerpt from the Brahms Requiem. Today I'm speaking with Ian Farrington, who made this arrangement for an ensemble of nine players of one of the great and grand masterpieces of Western music. Ian is a very busy pianist, organist, composer, and arranger who's just finished a project for the BBC Proms based on Beethoven's nine symphonies, recorded by all five of the BBC orchestras and the BBC singers in a grand virtual orchestra of 350 performers. Welcome, Ian. You seem to be fascinated with reimagining great works of different size forces. What led you to produce this version of the Brahms?
Well, the Brahms Requiem has been performed quite frequently of late in its piano duet version. And Brahms made piano duet versions of many of his pieces, actually, not just this, but he did the symphonies, string quartets, and they were essentially for people getting to know the pieces at home without recordings and a way of people getting together and enjoying their music. It was also a way of him making some money, because selling a score of an orchestral piece, you're selling tens, whereas selling a piece for piano duet, you're selling hundreds. And so this piano duet version has been around for a while, and apparently, if I think it might well have been premiered in London with a chamber choir, and I've performed it quite a bit, and every time I've performed it, I've thought to myself, there's something missing here. What does this piece need to make it feel closer to the Brahms Requiem that we know in its full orchestral form? And so I had a performance lined up with a choir in 2012, and I said to the conductor, would you mind if I added some players? I'll still play the piano, and we'll still have the piano there, but if we have another seven or eight players, then we can give it a bit of colour and a bit of variety and make it sound more like a late romantic Brahms score. And the conductor said, go ahead, please. And so I took it on myself to essentially make a score that I felt was Brahmsian, sounded Brahmsian, and kept the piano at its core. So it was derived from the piano duet version, but added all these extra layers, these wonderful solos that you get in that piece, whether it's the oboe solo, the flute solo, clarinets, and so on. And the idea being that essentially, it was an alternative version to the piano duet, because the piano duet version is performed a lot by chamber choirs, certain symphony choruses, smaller choral societies, and it's a version that is affordable and practical, but has all these extra dimensions to it, which bring it some way between a piano duet and an orchestral version. So it's like a Brahms chamber piece now.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. When you were thinking about there's something missing, as you said, there's something missing in this piece, what actually led you to choose the instruments you did?
Well, the proviso with the conductor was that it should be essentially as small as possible, but within what was needed in terms of the real colours and the real particular instruments that Brahms focuses on in the piece. So, hence, it's not a full complement of strings. There's one violin, one viola, one cello, one bass. And I decided to take one of each wind, flute, oboe, clarinet, but not bassoon or horn. So it's taking these wonderful lead upper lines that you get throughout this piece. There's all these soaring lines, whether it's in the violins or the cello, or you know, there's those wonderful clarinet floating lines that go throughout the soprano solo. And it was the smallest ensemble that I thought could be most that could be most effective. Of course, if I was arranging it for a chamber orchestra, it would have been much bigger. I've done chamber orchestral versions of all sorts of things. Brahms' Second Symphony, for example. And the Brahms 2 that I've done is for... It's a bigger group. It's about 14 players. So that has timpani and horn and trumpet and trombone. And that is also viable as a version. I've not done one, but that could be done. But that would obviously double the number of players, essentially. And would make it a piece that is more suitable for a symphony chorus, whereas I wanted to do one that was really contained, could be done for a chamber choir of 30 people, and was something so you wouldn't have any balance issues.
Yeah, I think it's made it into the intimate piece. I think he was always envisaged, to be honest. And I agree that we've all enjoyed the piano version. Somehow what you have done, I think, has given quite a wonderful new light on it. So thanks for joining us and telling us all about this. So we'll now listen to Yale Schola Cantorum perform the entire movement, Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnungen, from Ian Farrington's arrangement of the Brahms Requiem. The recording is available on the Hyperion label from their website.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast and will be interested in others in the series from the Yale Institute of Sacred Music. And thanks for listening.